Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one threat in the world, Lee. Sounds like scary stuff, right?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, it's got to be pretty bad if it's the biggest threat in the world. If you wanted to know who might know what the biggest threat in the world might be, I don't know. Ask the head of state. Ask the head of a lot of states. Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Union. What is the biggest threat humanity faces right now? Like, what, nuclear war, maybe?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you know, maybe Russia, China, North Korea.
Pandemic.
Iran, pandemic, monkeypox.
You know. No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Oddly, she's saying the same thing as Hillary Clinton. It's misinformation.
Well, Hillary should know.
Yeah.
But she's the queen of misinformation.
Which, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. Hillary Clinton yesterday saying, you know, it's really time to begin to jail, to imprison these right-wingers criminally.
Well, she might as well show up at Riker Island then.
Yeah, she should turn herself in first. Because she's one of the most successful misinformers of our time, right? Like, she didn't just start a rumor. She started the Russia collusion hoax. Before she was done, the FBI had gotten a subpoena from the FISA warrant for Trump. They were surveilling everything he did to find the Russian connection. We launched the Mueller investigation. They put 36 FBI agents on Trump, forced him to turn over more than a million documents on her fake, it turns out, word that he was a Russian colluder. Fake the Steele dossier. All of it fake. But the consequences were very real. By the end of the Obama administration, we had put tanks and troops on the Russian border in retaliation for this. For what? The attack on our democracy by Russia didn't happen. Can you imagine if there were Russian tanks and troops on our border with Mexico? What might we do?
There would be an issue.
I'd have an issue. You don't get to put tanks on our border. No. I want to go to war. Well, gosh darn, that's what Russia did. Why? They suddenly didn't feel very safe. They suddenly wanted to take a nice big swath of Ukraine to protect themselves. From what? They're so mean. The tanks and troops we put on their border in retaliation for the supposed Russian meddling that she made up. How many people have died there so far? We know at least 100,000 Ukrainians. Russians, who knows?
Yeah, we have no way of knowing.
We don't know. I mean, it's a lot of lies. So, so we're talking, you know, we have past six figures of dead bodies from this woman's lies. And you notice what's really interesting when you watch the timing of the lies from Hillary Clinton. When did the troop buildup begin on the Ukrainian border? Right after Joe Biden won. Why? He knows they lie about Russian, Russia collusion, Russian attacks on the democracy. He knew. I'm gonna have to go ahead and take parts of Ukraine to protect myself, not from America, but from the Democrats, which is who he's really at war with. The stacks of bodies because of this woman are massive, and she wants me and you to go to prison for misinformation.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because
he has lost his privileges.
So van der Leyden, Ursula van der Leyden, is out there now saying same thing that Hillary Clinton is saying. The biggest risk facing the world is misinformation, echoing what you're hearing from Hillary. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
dear Klaus,
let me go back to the number one concern of the Global Risk Report: disinformation and misinformation. Tackling this has been our focus since the very beginning of my mandate. With our Digital Services Act, we defined the responsibilities of large internet platforms on the content they promote and propagate, a responsible to children and vulnerable groups targeted by hate speech.
Okay, this woman is not some whack job bureaucrat. She is the head of the European Union. She's talking about the Digital Services Act, which the European Union bureaucracy demanded. Remember, that was their justification for contacting Elon Musk and demanding that he censor his interview with Trump.
Yeah.
Before the interview.
Yeah.
Now, did you see them contacting the Black Journalists Association demanding they censor their interview with Kamala yesterday? That ran live on X.
No.
That's weird. I didn't either. No. She sure did a lot of lying in that interview, though.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't worried about it, oddly. So we're all hearing what's coming. If we win, Second Amendment, gone. Finished. At the international level, what you're looking at right now is the backbone for world government based around the mutual goal of speech suppression, but only of the right wing and those who love individual liberty, not liars like Hillary, who would use lies and their speech to start wars and stack bodies to the sky. Not them, to us, those who say, hey, listen, there's a better way to handle this.
Well, at least climate change isn't on the top of their list now.
Yeah. As the number one existential threat, right?
Right, yeah.
I can't get over that. The head of the European Union saying the biggest threat in the world is free speech. Wow, the world must be an awesome place, right?
Yeah, that's our biggest worry.
That's our biggest problem. It's not poverty. It's not some kind of global thing. It's not floods or it's...
straws in the ocean choking the turtles.
Right. No, it's none of that. That's not the problem. So, wow. Okay, all of that going on. Meanwhile, today we're going to get our rate hike. I mean, rate cut. Sorry,
yeah.
Not rate hike.
Okay.
Rate cut. Rate cut.
Thank you for the clarification.
Do you realize Donald Trump, as his inflation level began to rise toward 1.9, which is historically normal.
Mm-hmm.
Historically normal. They did a rate hike to slow down the economy.
Yeah.
We're at 2.4%, and they're doing a rate cut. That doesn't make sense. Why is the Fed doing this? Because Trump's economy was so good, they wanted to hurt it, to hurt him politically. So they did a rate hike at less than 2%. We're now at 2.4% inflation. For those keeping track, that is double what Trump left us. And they're doing a rate cut. The math here doesn't make sense. It's not consistent. Why is the Fed doing this? To act as a prop for the Kamala Harris campaign so she and Joe Biden can claim we've tamed inflation so much that we need a rate cut. We have tamed inflation.
Yep.
It's all fake. The results won't be, though, because we need these high rates, Lee. The only reason we don't have 9% rates of inflation right now is because we have the high interest rates. You cut that interest rate, who's gonna pay for this? You and me when we check out at the grocery store, because inflation's gonna tick back up without the interest rates holding it back. But this is so they can pretend that one day you'll be able to afford a mortgage. This is so they can pretend and tell Gen Z, hey, look, the rates are coming down. We've conquered inflation. Go ahead and vote for us. You'll totally be able to buy a house one day. No, you won't. Nothing has changed. You want to know how you know nothing's changed? She can't tell you what's changed when asked about it for the third time yesterday. So all they've decided to do, they've looked at the polls and they've seen the number one concern of Gen Z is that they will never own a home. And they will not. They will not. If we continue under these economic policies, they can't afford a home. Why? Because the average mortgage doubled from $1,700 a month to $3,400 a month. Why? A lot of that's inflation, it's Bidenflation on the price of the house, but also the interest rates. The interest rates have to stay there to tamp down the inflation from the money printing. So all they're doing is, hey, we'll try to fool Gen Z into thinking rates are coming down by cutting the rate when we shouldn't. When you cut the rate, what happens? Inflation ticks back up at the grocery store. So all they've decided is, in order to fool Gen Z into thinking someday they'll be able to afford a house like their parents did as middle class people, we're going to cut this rate. And in a couple over the next couple of months, Americans will pay at the grocery store.
And if you point this out, then we'll just censor you online.
So. Right. And you know what I'm looking for? I can't wait because I love to predict this and I love to play it. As inflation ticks up at the grocery store, and you're going to see the reports of this really right after the election is about when it's going to hit. Right. If they do this rate cut, they will fake shock at the fact that inflation is ticking back up. They will be so confused, pretend wise. And they'll pretend they have no idea why it's the end of November and inflation is going back up. It's a game, folks. It's a play. It's fake. They know exactly why, because Congress won't stop printing. Kamala Harris is going to print trillions more. She's already promised to do it. You are going to be so poor, you're going to be, you know, happy to afford a loaf of bread at the end of the day. And they're just going to keep pretending that they don't know what's causing this. So this is directly, this is not economic policy. The world knows this policy doesn't make sense. It's to hide from Gen Z the fact that they will never be able to afford a mortgage like their parents did if they're middle class. Now, if they're upper middle class or rich, yes, you can get a mortgage. Otherwise, forget it. Good luck. But they want to fool them into thinking mortgage rates are going to come down.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Zillow did the most fascinating poll not too long ago. It was a poll of Gen Z. Their number one concern was whether they'd ever be able to afford a home. Let me tell you what, like their parents, middle class. They're middle class, can they afford a home? Like their parents did. The answer is no, not unless we stop printing money at the rate we are. Middle class will not own homes. It's not gonna be the norm. But they've figured it out. They're beginning to figure out something is very wrong. And so our elites have to fool them long enough to get Kamala elected. A year ago, I told you when the next rate cut would come. I said it would be in September. Told you. This summer, I predicted again, next rate cuts in September from the Federal Reserve. They will cut interest rates in September. Well, if cutting interest rates is so amazing and all, why not just cut them in July? Why not cut them in May? And I explained that too. I explained it on the Battleground America podcast, which you should get because you're going to know what's going to happen a year from now. I've predicted a lot of it. Really having a good year, actually, for predictions. How did I know? They would need to be able to fake that they had won the fight against inflation. So they would wait till right before the election. They would cut the rates. No matter what was going on economically, wouldn't matter. Fed now operates not according to economic reality, but according to whatever the reality is they have to manufacture in order to get Democrats elected. That is why we are having a rate cut. Never mind the fact that inflation is still twice what Trump left them. But back to Gen Z. Their number one concern in that poll was that they would never be able to afford a home. That is so sad. That breaks my heart. That is the heart of the American dream. That's how you build wealth, paying off that home. So they need to confuse them for long enough. Now, why not just, if this was going to help Gen Z afford a home, why not just do the fake rate cut in July, where we pretend we've defeated inflation and we can cut rates now? Want to in July? Because grocery prices by now, if they'd done it in July, would be through the roof. That's why. They had to wait till the last minute. They had to wait till September so that by the time the grocery prices go through the roof, the election will be over. All they've done is a deal with the devil. Oh, well, lower interest rates a little so we can run around and claim we've won the fight against inflation long enough to get Kamala elected. And then by the end of November, when people are like, holy crap, what just happened to food prices? Well, we cut the rates so we could fake that one day you'd be able to buy a house, that one day interest rates would be affordable. And guess what? Without the interest rate protection, food prices went through the roof. You're going to pay for this at the grocery store. How bad is it if we told the American people the truth? This right here, I still have it. If you see, like, I've got it right here. I keep it on my desk. I don't have a lot of space on my desk to keep me focused on what reality is. This is a report from the House Ways and Means Committee put together by the Congressional Budget Office. So it's very nonpartisan. Mortgage cost increase since January 2021. Mortgage cost increase. This is just the increase. $970 a month. You're thinking I misunderstood that. I'm busy. I'm shuffling things around in my car. No, you didn't. Average mortgage increase on a medium price home. Nothing special. It's your average middle class home. So many of them in this community. $970 a month. That's an 85% increase since Biden took office in 2021. Part of that is Biden inflation on the homes. And part of that is the interest rates they've had to jack artificially through the roof to tamp down that 9% inflation that makes it kind of hard to get elected. Brutal 9% inflation. Bottom line, folks, the cost of printing money like we do is the American dream. Is the idea that the middle class will someday own a house. Do you know what it's like in Europe? You save that down payment your whole life and maybe in your 40s, maybe if you're upper middle class and you've saved really, really well, you can afford a house. You know, it was one of the strangest things when I went to Europe, I went on a road trip with my cousins and I worked for a construction company at the time. It was my first job out of college. And what was so weird was that, so I'm very cognizant of grading and construction sites and like what equipment are they using? I notice it. I still do today. I drove that whole country and never saw a construction site. And I understood what they meant by Europe rotting and stagnating. I never saw grading. Never saw a sign, future site of a fill in the blank here. We stayed with members of our family, kind of distant ones throughout Europe, and the only ones that owned houses had inherited them. That's what this looks like. But they don't want you to know before the election. They don't want you to know. They really don't want Gen Z to know. So Kamala Harris is running around claiming the problem is there's not enough houses and she needs to build more. as if the building industry like is not getting it done. Anton Daniels nailed the problem. Hold on, let me play this. After that question, Kamala Harris is asked, hey, what are you going to do to help black men afford to exist economically? And she told some lies about, hey, I'm going to build them some houses they can live in because builders aren't building those houses. Listen to Anton Daniels. He gets it.
They asked her the same question in the very beginning of the presidential debate. She failed to answer it then, and they verbatim, word for word, asked her the same question this time at the National Association of Black Journalists, and she can't get it right. It is worse than when she got handed the keys 3.5 years ago when inflation was at 1.2%. It is exponentially worse. People are losing their homes. They're getting evicted. She keeps talking about 3 million homes that she wants to build. It's 1.7 million homes that's available now, and people can't afford to buy them because interest rates are too high, groceries are too high, and all across the board, repossessions, no matter where it is that you look, no matter where you look in America, people are suffering exponentially. And so actually, I give her credit for being able to dodge the question effectively twice.
Columnist David Marcus right now is on Fox News warning the left has normalized assassination attempts, not against them, but against Donald Trump. Meanwhile, listen to Chris Cuomo. Take the red pill. Ever since he's been fired, he's doing his own show. He seems to be having a ball. He's watching all of this. The normalization of the idea. Well, you know, it's just like it's normal if Trump gets almost killed every 30 days, 60 to days. And it's just because of the way he talks. And we should expect to see a thing like that. We should blame him for it. Cuomo came undone. Somebody auto-tuned it. This really is the best cut of it online. And what you're listening to here is a man take the red pill and come and live in reality at the horror of his own party, his own media. Normalizing assassination when it happens to Trump and blaming him for it. Listen to this. It's today's second epic rant. Chris Cuomo, guys, Democrat. He's not a Trump supporter. But at the rate he's going here, he may be by January.
I don't get it. That's why I reached out to Trump. I wanted to just say, listen, I'm really sorry that this is going on and it's being dealt with this way. Not because I'm in favor of his politics or what he says. I criticize him all the time. That's my job. And he deserves it. But he doesn't deserve this. A guy pointing an AK-47 at him while he's playing golf? And we take solace in the fact that the guy didn't get any rounds off. If I had been through what that guy's been through in the last 2 months, you would not know where I am. You would never see me on TV again. No way I would do that. I don't know how he does it. He's got kids, they're adults, but he's got grandkids. He's got a wife. People giving crap to Melania Trump. Worrying about whether or not there was a plot around his husband? How could she not? People mock her? And then her husband has a guy pointed with an AK-47? Where are those people apologizing? That's what it's time for. We are playing a dangerous game with ourselves. He is not a despot in waiting. Okay? I don't buy it. You gotta care when somebody tries to kill somebody. I've told you this before, and I've learned the lesson so many times myself around the world. Either you care when anyone is hurt, or you'll never really care about anyone being hurt.
Chris Cuomo, y'all, taking the red pill. Not quite as big of a red pill as, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is taking, but it's a pretty big red pill. This isn't normal. It's not. This is sick. It's not Trump's fault that he keeps almost getting assassinated. He doesn't deserve it, which is what the media is hinting here. Why are they doing that? They're, number one, preparing the American public for the next assassination attempt, which, if the whistleblower is right, will happen before the election. He said every 30 days we will have one every, this is a Secret Service whistleblower, counter sniper. We will have one every 30 days or so until the corrupt members at the top of this agency are fired or let go. And yet it is shocking how few Republicans and none in leadership are calling for the resignation of Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Department of Homeland Security, or the Secret Service. It is shocking that you're not hearing that. Think about it. It's missing. It's so weird and wrong right now. This only begins to capture it.
Now lawmakers sounding the alarm over the lack of information from DHS and Secretary Mayorkas on the Trump assassination attempts. Even Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal saying this.
I am reaching a point of total outrage because the response from the Department of Homeland Security has been totally lacking. In fact, I think it's tantamount to stonewalling in many respects. If necessary, I'll certainly support a subpoena.
You know, it's pure madness to think that the government has successfully protected President Trump. I mean, it's clearly that hasn't occurred. Sitting on the House Appropriations Committee, one of the things that frustrates me is the first question is always, well, Tony, if you only give us more money, we'll do a better job.
We don't even know that because they won't answer the most basic questions about the last assassinations. This one's going to be the same way. This is why they're fighting with Florida right now. Yesterday, Ron DeSantis said, we've never seen this in America, folks. Ron DeSantis said, we can't trust the federal government to investigate this. Why? They will swoop in, they will take the evidence, and you will never see it again. And neither will anyone in Congress. Why? Because there are things they do not want the American public to know. And that is damn scary. And folks, remember, that comes on top of Senator Blumenthal's warning. Liberal deep state hat, Blumenthal. That sometime in the next week, the American people are going to learn the truth about what happened at Butler through leaks, not honesty from our government. They're going to be shocked, horrified, and appalled. That was on Friday before the second assassination.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled?
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction.
That was just the first assassination attempt. This is why Florida's fighting so hard to take over this investigation before they could come in and take the evidence and we'll never see it again. We need to know what they're hiding, and giving them more money, as Lindsey Graham is advocating for, is not the answer. It's not, because it sends the signal, oh, these poor guys, man, they just want to protect Trump and keep him alive, but they just don't have the funding. So sad. And that you have a Democrat senator flat out saying they are corrupt. They are hiding this. We have to subpoena them to find out why he keeps almost dying, because they won't tell us. Golly, what times we live in? Messenger on Facebook watching this broadcast live. I assume it's the Word Facebook page. I'm still blocked from doing the show on mine. I'm driving an Uber in Greenville, and it's funny that 90% of construction is apartments, and this is a sign of what you were saying. Yes, of course it is. Thank you for listening to the show, by the way, while you drive the Uber. Okay. Brian Kilmeade confirming this yesterday on Fox News. Holy cow. Ryan Wesley Ruth, the wannabe assassin, voted in North Carolina, which is weird because he hasn't lived there since at least 2009. Remember that testimony in Georgia from that lawyer not too long ago? Remember that? Representing a client who hadn't lived in Nevada in 20 years, who lived in Georgia, was registered to vote in Georgia, had voted in Georgia. One problem. He voted in Nevada, too. And discovered it by accident. What the heck was this guy doing voting in North Carolina? You know what that tells us? Our election rolls are not secure. He voted in the Democrat primary. Same thing happened in Georgia. This is the Georgia State Board of Elections meeting. This is the attorney for this guy who's trying to avoid prison. He's like, I'm voting in two states and I can't stop myself. It's fraud, y'all. This is the attorney testifying under oath.
I need to be able to know how they are, for lack of better words, how there are all of these votes that are going on. And my client is saying that he hasn't lived in Nevada. He hasn't voted in Nevada. Where he has voted is Georgia. He lives in Gwinnett County. And there's never been an instance where he's been cited for any irregularities within Gwinnett County. And so, again, it goes to my point. Now, bigger fundamental question would be is what is going on in Nevada that lets the Georgia resident who has been here for well over 20 years vote repeatedly in Nevada in every single election? The devil's in the details. If it's every single election, then that begs the question. And in my opinion, it takes more than just people looking at signatures.
Yes, it does. That's why the Democrats fight that so hard. G. Dada writes on Facebook in a comment on this show, Trump should go into a bunker now. I know, I'm watching the rally. I'm watching the thing last night. I'm just going, please, God, stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Everybody would understand if you went in your basement. And it'd be just as powerful. There's no need to take this risk. There really isn't. We don't need the rallies. We know everyone loves Trump. We know that. We know people will stand in line for hours to see Trump. We don't need another rally. We need Trump to survive until election day. And we especially need J.D. Vance to do it. And no way, no how should J.D. Vance and Donald Trump ever be in the same place at the same time. Never should they be in the same plane at the same time. I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth. I feel like I'm living in a third world country. But that, folks, this is a reality. We just had the director of the Secret Service justify what happened down in Florida. Nothing is going to change. It's going to happen again.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.